الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on jihad. Yesterday we did all the different ayat. We did all the ayat that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought with regards to jihad. And we explained that it was the general style and practice of the muhaddiseen that when they brought any chapter, then they would start off the chapter with the ayat of the Quran first. Then they would bring the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we start off the ahadith under this section. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أفضل قال إيمان بالله ورسوله. That Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked which action is the most virtuous. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم replied believing in Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. قيل ثم ماذا. He was then asked then what after this which is the most beloved action, which is the most virtuous action. Al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qila thumma madha. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked thereafter, which is the most virtuous action? Qala hajjun mabroor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hajj mabroor. We explained what the hajj mabroor was. The word mabroor comes from the word birr. So that hajj, wherein a person, he did not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took into consideration all the requirements of hajj, and he did his hajj in such a manner that is known as a hajj mabroor. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things. First is imanun billahi wa rasuli, having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then second was jihadun fi sabilillah, and third was hajjun mabroor. Now we'll see there was another hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked a similar question, but the answer is a little bit different. So therefore we learn that in deen, one very important aspect is consideration of the sa'il, consideration of the person that is asking the question. Like how a doctor, when he's treating a patient, person who's allergic to penicillin, he'll treat him differently to how he'll treat a person who's not allergic to penicillin. He treats everybody with one medication, or he treats everybody exactly the same, he may get different results. So like that deen, the different people that came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or depending on the time, which was the best need or the greatest need at the time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give his answer accordingly. So the reason is, for such a thing, is one cap fits all. Yes, in certain masail you will get one cap fits all. For example, the masail of salah, which are the fara'is of salah, which are the sunnat and the mustahabbat and the wajibat of salat, like that wuzu you'll get general. But some question that relates specifically to a person, relates specifically to a person and his background, then it is very necessary that according to the person asking the question, the answer has to be given. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, Qultu ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, and I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul a'mali ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala, which action is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From these questions also you can learn something, that what was going in the mind of Sahaba? What was going in their minds? They were thinking not which is the best fruit, which is the best soccer team, which is the best cricket team, which is the best car, which is the best investment. In their mind they're thinking all the time, which is the best action? Because they were people of actions. They wanted to do more and more and more as far as amal is concerned. So this is the questions they would come and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, O Rasulullah sallam, ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala, which action is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala as-salatu ala waqtiha. See the answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. That performing your salat on its time, this is the best or the most beloved action. As-salatu ala waqtiha. Something that we take for granted. Qultu thumma ayyu. Then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, after this, which is the most beloved action? Qala birrul walidain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, obedience to parents. Second in rank, obedience to parents. Qultu thumma ayyu. Then he said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day after, which action is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the one muhadith, an Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu qal, Qultu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali afdal. that which action is the most virtuous? Look, this is the third Sahabi that's asking the question. First was Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, then was Hazrat Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and third year is Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. These Sahaba are asking the same question. In other words, this was something that was going in their mind. We want to do the best action. We don't want to get left out as far as Amal is concerned. So he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu answer to him is Iman, al-Imanu billah wal-Jihadu fi sabirillah. Having belief in Allah and making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to come back to highlight one or two points on the hadith that we did before. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number one, he mentioned the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-salatu ala waqtiha. This is something, unfortunately, that we overlook. Performing salat on his due time. You find a person is going for holiday, comes the December period, comes the New Year period, or comes the Easter period, the person is going for holiday. And on the aeroplane, so many Muslims are there, so few will read the salat. So here we realize that this reading salat upon its time is such an important thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing it as the best action, the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet for no reason a person just leaves his salat. Sometimes he's at the airport and he's got so much of time on hand. If he doesn't want to read in a place where he's seen, maybe he's feeling shy, for whatever reason, most airports now have got a certain facility where a person can read the salah. Today also we find people not reading the salah. So here we find that this is the most beloved action. Sometimes a person thinking he's going for a good action, he's going for umrah, or he's going for hajj, and then even on the journey you'll find many people missing their salah. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say the most beloved action is umrah or hajj, nafil hajj. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that performing salat on its time. So that shows us that if we've got our priorities in order, then we'll give the salat upon its time its due priorities. Especially the ladies at home, the men still have the opportunity of coming to Futuh al-Masjid and performing the salat on time. It happens such that the ladies very often that they leave the salat till the last minute, and when the last moments come in, now they are performing the salat. So the good thing for them to do, as soon as the salat time comes in, they should perform the salah. They don't even need to wait for the azan. They don't even need to wait for the jama'ah in the masjid. As soon as the time of salah comes in, they should try and perform the salah. The next thing that we learn from this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, was birrul walidin, that being obedient to your parents. Such an important thing, especially in this time and age, where so many parents are complaining that their children are disobedient to them. Here we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning this even before jihad. It shows how important it is to bear in mind and be cognizant about the welfare of the parents. When it comes to the welfare of the parents, it's not just the physical welfare that we're giving them a stipend, giving them allowance, but it's that emotional welfare, it's that psychological welfare, that mental welfare, to see that all the time the parents are well off, all the time they're happy, all the time they are taken care of. These are the things that we should take pride in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.